I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 9th. South Shore parents struggling to make ends meet during this challenging time have one less thing to worry about. As their children return to the classroom, hundreds of families received new backpacks and school supplies from Interfaith Social Services of Quincy, lightening the burden of back-to-school expenses for families in need. Generous donors provided backpacks and school supplies for more than 600 children whose families utilize Interfaith's services. The backpack drive is made possible through the support of many individuals, businesses, and organizations who donate backpacks, supplies, and monetary contributions during the summer. Several local businesses and organizations supported the program this year with donations of backpacks and supplies, including Bank of Canton, Bay State Milling, Black Rock Country Club Women's Golf, the Braintree Council Knights of Columbus, Congregation Beth Shalom of the Blue Hills, Families for Families, First Church of Squantum, Fox Rock Properties, Harbor One Bank, the Hingham Congregational Church, and Page Landscape Company. Volunteer groups, including Blue Cross Blue Shield, IntelliCare, and Signet Electronics, helped to fill the backpacks with notebooks, pens, pencils, markers, and other supplies. Now, the new Yahoo is being used now at North Quincy High School. The updated mascot has replaced the former Yahoo center court in the gym and is also replacing the former Yahoo all over the school. 70% of the student body voted to replace the former Yahoo with the new symbol, which was also created by Dr. Alan Yacoubian. Yacoubian agreed to revamp the former Yahoo after some found it derogatory toward Native Americans. Instead of a headdress and a hammer, the new Yahoo is sporting a tricorn hat and a bell inscribed with the year 1933, when North Quincy High School was founded. Yacoubian is an alumni of North, and the original Yahoo and the new one are both created in his image. Students also voted to keep the nickname the Raiders for the school's athletic teams. Braintree High School students will be allowed to return to their classrooms today after the start of the school year was delayed twice, according to Mayor Charles Kokoris. The district sent out a notice to the school community alerting them that the high school would be closed yesterday to complete mandatory asbestos testing as a result of some asbestos flooring being disturbed during cleaning and moisture mitigation. The district added that this is a Department of Environmental Protection requirement and that they're complying to ensure the safety of all students and staff. Kokoris says air quality testing so far has passed, but additional testing is still being conducted in the area where asbestos flooring was disturbed. This is the second delay of the school year for Braintree High School students. Back in mid-August, a pipe burst, damaging the school's electrical system. Students had originally been set to get back in the classroom on September 1st, but that had to be pushed back by a week as crews made repairs. The Boston School Bus Drivers Union wanted the start of school in the city to be postponed, but classes are scheduled to begin today in Boston. The union says bus routing for the new school year is by far the worst fiasco they've witnessed in their careers. Boston Public Schools issued a statement yesterday saying classes will start on time as planned. Superintendent Brenda Casilius said they reached an agreement with the bus drivers to prevent a strike from happening before November 15th. She said that there will be extra bus company staff on hand to help for the first week of school, and drivers will get extra pay if they show up 15 minutes early. Boston is one of many districts struggling with school bus driver shortages. Quincy needs 13 new school bus drivers. However, bus transportation is being provided for students who live 1.5 miles or more from school. Just last week, Casilia said that there were more than 150 open positions in Boston, including what she called a significant shortage of bus drivers and monitors. The district is asking anyone interested in an open position to apply right away. Boston Public Schools says it buses about 25,000 students a day with about 700 drivers. State Department of Public Health reported 1,362 new confirmed COVID cases and 15 additional deaths in the state yesterday. Health officials said the total number of confirmed cases in the state is now over 721,000. Total number of confirmed deaths, 17,936. There were almost 58,000 total new tests reported. As of yesterday, the seven-day weighted average of positive tests in Massachusetts is 2.38%. There are currently 622 people hospitalized for a coronavirus-related illness and 167 patients in intensive care. Nearly 3,000 American flags have been placed in the public garden in Boston in honor of those lost on September 11, 2001. A team from Project 351 began planting the 2,997 flags yesterday in the 9/11 Garden of Remembrance near the park's Arlington Street entrance. Project 351 pairs an eighth grader from each of the state's cities and towns to take part in a year-long program of service. The group says it's important younger people remember what happened. The Garden of Remembrance was completed in 2004 and commemorates the more than 200 people with ties to Massachusetts who died in the attacks. Check of business news this morning, and stocks fell yesterday. The Dow was down 68, the NASDAQ dropped 87, the S&P fell 5. Shares also fell in Asia. The dollar slipped, the euro was down, and oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, a come-from-behind win for the Red Sox over Tampa Bay 2-1 last night. Red Sox head to Chicago for a series with the White Sox beginning tomorrow night at 8:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, showers, maybe a thunderstorm at a high 76 degrees. Gradual clearing tonight, low 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 75. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 76. Partly cloudy Sunday, high of 82. For the boater today, waves 2 feet, wind out of the south at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide right before 2 p.m. Sun rose at 6:17, sets at 7:03. A traffic note for River Bridge on Route 3A between Quincy and Weymouth, scheduled to open at 11 a.m. And a reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy is delayed one day all this week due to the Labor Day holiday. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, September 9th.